Chapter 3. Behind the town, up in the mountain, was a famous warm lake. Swimmers often went there. That day, two visitors, a young man and a young woman, walked up to the lake for a swim. The trees were green, the sun was in the sky. It was quiet and beautiful. The woman put her foot in the water.
"Ow!" she said. "It's hot!"
"Yes," said her friend. "I know. The lake is famous." They laughed and walked into the water. They played and swam.
"This is good," said the young woman. "Do you want to come and live here?"
"No, it's too quiet," said the man. "Nothing exciting happens."
Suddenly, birds flew up from the trees, and they heard the sound of animals.
"Why are the animals running away?" she asked.
"I don't know," he answered. He pulled her under the water, and she laughed.
Suddenly, there was a small earthquake. Now the woman was afraid. She swam over to the man. Under the lake, rocks moved and the ground opened. Hot gas exploded into the lake. She screamed.
"The water!" she cried. "It's too hot! It's..."
They were her last words. Soon, the lake was quiet again. From the school, Rachel went to find her daughter. A tall, dark-eyed man walked up to her and said,
"Hi, I'm Harry Dalton from the United States Volcano Office, and..."
But Les Worrell and Elliot Blair came up to Rachel with smiles on their faces.
"Well done, Rachel," Les said before Harry could say anything more.
"You're a good speaker," Blair said.
"Thank you,"
Rachel said. But she didn't want Dalton and Blair to meet. Blair wanted to make Dante's Peak a holiday town. Dalton was from the volcano office. No, she didn't want them to meet.
Harry tried again.
"I'm Harry Dalton from..."
"From Portland," Rachel said quickly. "Yes, your boss spoke to me on the phone. He asked me to show you round. Let's go."
She took him by the arm and moved him away from Worrell and Blair. Lauren came up to them.
"Where's your brother?"
Rachel asked.
"I don't know,"
Lauren said.
"I think I do,"
Rachel said. They went over to her car.
"Get in,"
Rachel said to Harry.
"I must find my 13-year-old son first."
They took the road up the mountain. Rachel told Harry about Blair.
"He's going to be very good for the town," she said.
"Where are we going?" Harry asked.
He wanted to start work. Rachel stopped the car outside an old mine. She got out of the car and went over to it.
"Graham,"
she called.
"Graham, are you in there?"
A minute later, three boys came out of the mine. They were dirty.
"You two go home,"
Rachel said angrily to the other two boys.
"And you, get in the car."
Graham looked at Harry.
"Who are you?"
he asked. "I'm..." Harry began. But Rachel said,
"That mine is dangerous. Rocks can fall. You mustn't go in there. How many times do I have to tell you?"
"Mom, not now, okay?"
Graham said. He looked at Harry. Harry smiled at him.